This is John Batchelor, conversation with Ronan Wordsworth of Geopolitical Futures about Niger. Niger has gone from democracy to a military junta in these last months and has now moved to ask to order, to direct the U.S. to leave its drone base based in Niger, fighting against the jihadists of Central and Western Africa. That drone base will leave presently. The largest story is the grouping of the G5 across Africa from the on the shore of the Sahel, Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, Chad, all the way to Sudan. Oh, these nations are all showing clear indication they've fallen under the Russian camp. What does that mean? Security and some exporting of uranium out of Niger is possible. But the largest story Ronan introduces us to, a plan to build a railroad from the Mediterranean port of Tripoli into Chad, Niger, reaching towards Mali and Burkina Faso, reaching toward the Sudan and Central African Republic. He describes it very carefully and what it means in the road ahead, what the terrain is like, who's going to build it. All of this is new information out of Moscow, looking to increase their influence in the Sahel, stretching across Africa from the coast of the Atlantic to the coast of the Red Sea. Here's Ronan Wordsworth, Geopolitical Futures, on a possible future for Africa and a railroad.
So this was a report just came out last week from Russian sources. Basically, I saw the map there that they're proposing to build a new railway from the coast of Libya, basically near Tripoli, down south into Niger, and then split in Niger where it goes westwards towards Mali, Burkina Faso, and then east and southeast towards Sudan, Chad, and Central African Republic. It seems like this is a good way of logistically connecting a lot of these Russian-friendly countries and then giving them access to the open seas to be able to export a lot of the raw materials that are being extracted from the countries. I think that's become even more important following the ongoing civil war in Sudan, because I think there's reports that before the civil war, there was significant flows, especially from Libya, Sudan, and Central African Republic, out through the port of Sudan. Obviously, that is almost logistically impossible at the moment, while there's a civil war continuing. This gives them a much bigger, a much grander, I guess, idea and vision of how that region will look and be able to connect them to the open seas. As to who's building it, there's like a few contractors that were mentioned in the article. I don't know how seriously or how far along this idea has been developed. For sure, it would be reasonably easy to build since it's a lot of open land across the Sahara Desert.
More of this later.